Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Amid Beis, the bottom Gemara again. Yeah, again, we're holding in the middle of a Shaila. If the Yerush, it says, if the father dies on Shabbos and the son yarshins the Rishus, could the son be Mavato the Rishus on Shabbos or not? That was the Shaila. So the Gemara Toshima, Yisrael v'ger shiruyim b'megura achas. You have a Yisrael and a ger. Somebody was Mizgayer, was first a goy, now became Yisrael. Shiruyim v'megurachas. They're living the kids like in one chotzer. Rashi says megura means a goyrim, like a storehouse. Who v'cholak v'chadorim, it has different rooms. V'hoyelachol echad pitzchay v'chotzer v'aisrim zeh zeh. The kids is like the two people have two different apartments, and they both open up into the same chotzer. So the yasa zeh zeh that on Shabbos you can't carry out from one rishus into the other rishus or into the chotzer. Is meis or meis ger meboijoyim. Let's say the ger dies on Friday before Shabbos, he dies. Or meis ger meboijoyim. So the din af al pi shehechzik Yisrael achar v'nechosav. Even though another Yisrael is machzik is zayche in the ger's nechosim. In other words, the mind of a ger is that achure he has no yorshim. His sons are not yidden. His sons are still goyim. They don't yashin him. So nobody yashins a ger. And nechosim lies like hefker. So it says here, who could be zayche? Anybody. So it's saying, even though somebody else was Zoicher in the Gerz Nechosim, Oyser, it becomes Oser. Now it's Oser for that first Yisrael to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. So the Gemara is soon going to ask the Kasha, what's the solution of Afal Pi Shechzik Yisrael? Mashme, even if nobody was Zoicher, which that should not be the din. If nobody was Zoicher in the Gerz Nechosim, so then only one Yisrael is living here, so Pshit, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. So what's the solution of Afal Pi Shechzik? Like Rashi says, the Kamam Parach, my Abba Pishechzik. The Gemara will soon ask this Kasha. But Mishech HaShecha, let's say the Ger first dies on Shabbos. In other words, at the beginning of Shabbos, or like Friday, they made an Eruvah Chatzeres together, the Yisrael and the Ger. So at the beginning of Shabbos, it was Hutter for them to carry out from the house into the Chotzer. Now, Afal Pishechzik Yisrael Achar, even though after the Goy dies, the Ger dies on Shabbos, nobody else is Zeichem in the Ger's Nechosim, is Ein Oyser. Nobody asks. Which this Lashon is also very Shver. What do you mean? If nobody's Zeichem, there's no Shalom. Then there's only one Yisrael living here, Pshiti's allowed to carry out. So all this the Gemara will soon ask. So the Gemara Aguf Akasha, what we just said on top is Shver, Sakasha. Or Martha, you said, Meboidjoin, let's say the Ger dies on Friday, before Shabbos, is a Lashon Afal Pi Shehechzik. Even though somebody else was Zeicha, still a Yasis. So the Gemara, you mean to say, V'loi mi boi k'loi hechzik? And Pshit, you're telling me, of course, if nobody is Zeicha in the Ger's Nechosim, that of course it's Osir. That's why you're saying, like, Afalpi, even though somebody was Zeicha, still it's Osir. For the Gemara, Adarabba, just the opposite, that can't be. K'loi hechzik, if nobody is Zeicha, if nobody was Zeicha in the Ger's Nechosim, is Loi Osir? Avada is not Osir. Avada is only one Yisrael living here in this Chotzer. And Pshita, this Yisrael is allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. So what's Pshan the Braisa? So the Gemara Amarav Papa. Eimer, you know what the Braisa means to say? Afa pi shaloi hechzik. Means to say, even though nobody was Zeichem. Afa pi shaloi hechzik, even though nobody was Zeichem, still it's Osir. And what's the Hezbo? We'll soon see why that should be. So Eshton's fract the Gemara. V'afa pi shechzik etoni. It says no, it says even though somebody was Zeicher. So what do you mean to say? It should mean to say even though nobody was Zeicher. So the Gemara Hochi Koma. This is what the Braisa means to say. Afal pi shlehechzik meboijoyin, elo mishech hasheicho. Even though what? The Ger died on Friday. And nobody was Zeicher in the Ger's Nechosim until Shabbos. Later on in Shabbos. But at the beginning of Shabbos, nobody was Zeicher in the Ger's Nechosim. So really, at the beginning of Shabbos, who was living here? Just this one Yisrael. See, even though at the beginning of Shabbos, it was Hutter for the Yisrael to carry out from his house into the Chotzer, still we say later on in Shabbos, when somebody else is Zeicher in the Ger's house, and now it's considered like that person is living here, that person asks on the other person that nobody can carry out now from the house into the Chotzer, unless one is Mavatl his Rishus to the other one. Like we'll see later. So what does the Gemara say here? Again, Hochikoma. Afal pi shlehechzik meboijoyin. Even though nobody was Zeicher in the Ger's Nechosim meboijoyin before Shabbos, ela mishech hasheicha. Only at night time on Shabbos, abikiva dehev v'leila hachzik meboijoyin. since it was oymed. In other words, the people had a right to be kind of the Ger's Nechosim as soon as he died. So really, on Friday yet, it was oymed, we know for sure somebody is going to be Zeuch on these Nechosim. Therefore, oysim Meshach Sheikha. Afal pi shehechsek Yisrael. Oysim Meshach Sheikha. Therefore, we say that at night time, when the other person is Zeuch on the Ger's Nechosim, now it's Osir to carry out to the Chotzer. And here we don't say the Svara, since the beginning of Shabbos, only one person was living here, so since it was Hutta from them, it should remain Hutta the rest of the Shabbos. That's the Svara, here we don't say it. Because here we knew right away at the beginning of Shabbos that somebody is going to be Zeichron this Nechosim. So it's never called like at the beginning of Shabbos, we could see a Heter for the whole Shabbos. We know right away somebody is going to be Zeichron this Ger's Nechosim. So later on, as soon as the person is Zeicha, now Lamaisa, there are like two people living in this Chotzer, and the Yasa Zeh that you can't carry out. Let's see Rashi. Alpha P. Prokla Kamon. Alpha P. Shahas Rashi Mabai Joim. Miyad. Even though on Friday, when the Ger died, nobody was Zeicha in his Nechosim. For him to match Achach Sheikha. But the people waited until it became nighttime. Vika had to make the Shabbos. And even though at the beginning is Shabbos, before somebody was Zeicha, it was mutter for this Israel to carry out. Aber Shab, Hetel Mitzvah Shabbos, Oyser, still later on in Shabbos, when the next person is Zeichon, then a Chosim becomes also. Can a Farshla come on, like the Mara soon explain, Hoyo Vahoyo Le Koyach Lahafzik Bama Boy Joim. Since this person had a right to be Zeichon in the Gers Nechosim, even by day, Im Yirtsa, Nimtsas Rishuzu Tuluyev Yemedis, That's not considered it out of heter at the beginning of Shabbos, like we learned before in the Braisa. If something is mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, the heter remains the whole Shabbos. That's only if at the beginning of Shabbos it was oymed, it looked as if the heter would really be here the whole Shabbos. But here right away we know that this heter is not going to be too long, because we know somebody's going to come and be zeicher in the Ger's Nechosim. So therefore right now it's not really called hutter at the beginning of Shabbos for the whole Shabbos. And may we say, calls the man, nobody was zeicher, but it's mutter to carry out. But as soon as somebody is zeicher in the Nechosim, then it becomes us, you can't carry out. Like we'll see later, it means until, unless one is mevatel, they reshus to the other one. Yeah, so that's trying the Gemara. So the Gemara, afa pish lehechse, Yisrael acher eino oiser. Yeah, this is the next part of the Braisa. It says, even though nobody was Zeicher, still ain't Oyser. So the Chutz Adiyak, Afal Pish Lehechsek Yisrael Achar, Poloi Mi Boi Ki Hechsek. And you, like you're saying, and not only if somebody is Zeicher, but even if nobody is Zeicher. So the more other Rabbah, just the opposite. Ki Hechsek Oser. What do you mean? When somebody later on is Zeicher, it does become Oser. Omer Rapopo, Eima means to say like this, Afal Pish Lehechsek, even though somebody is Zeicher, still it's Mutter. And what's the pshat? Why? Because the ger first died on Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, there was an eruv chetzeris between the Yisrael and the ger. So they had a heter to carry out at the beginning of Shabbos. Now this heter stumbles is aimed to be a good heter for the whole Shabbos. Therefore, even though the ger dies on Shabbos, kivon shehutra at the beginning of Shabbos, it's hut to the rest of the Shabbos. For the Gemara though, avavu afa pishloich shloich seketoni. But the Lashon HaBrais was, even though nobody was Zeichem. So the Gemara Hochi Koma. Afal pi shechsek mishach ha-sheichem. Even though somebody was Zeichem in the Ger's Nechosim on Shabbos, avikiv ondolei hevelei lahachsek mevoi joim. Since like before Shabbos on Friday, nobody had the right to be Zeichem in the Ger's Nechosim, because at that time the Ger was alive, and the Ger made an Eruv HaTzeris. So as we say, hevelei lahachsek mevoi joim is ein oyser. Therefore, it does not answer. Why? Because this is called Kivach Hutro Lemiksa Shabbos Hutro Lekula Shabbos. And here it's called the good heter. At the beginning of Shabbos, the ger was alive, and he made an Eruv HaTzeris with the other Yisrael. So Lemaisa, right now, they're both allowed to carry out. Since they're both allowed to carry out, therefore we say the heter, it stays the whole Shabbos. Even though later on in Shabbos, the ger dies, and now if somebody is Eichel, it's like a new person without an Eruv, it should be awesome. Still we say no, since the beginning of Shabbos it was Hutter, it's the Heter remains for the rest of the Shabbos. So the Gemara, now the Raya for our Shaila is, again, our Shaila was, if a person dies and his son yashins him, does the son have a right to be Mevatel his Rishus on Shabbos or not? So the Gemara, now the Raya is going to be like this. Kitoni miyas reisha koponim. At the reisha, the beginning of this brayta says like this. Oisim. It says what? That if the ger died on Friday, so now if somebody is zoicher in the nechostim, even on Shabbos, when he's zoicher, it becomes osir. Now you're not allowed to carry out from one reshusim to the chotzer. Is the kashra my oisim? Why do we say when he's zoicher on Shabbos? Why says he had to din like a yerush? He's like yashning the ger right now on Shabbos. So why do we say it's osir for the rest of the Shabbos? Nevatel. Why can't one person be mevatel his reshus to the other one? Is the haver minyan is mashmis osir that it has to remain osir the whole Shabbos? Ah, you're saying before that a din yerush has a right to be mevatel. So even though if the gemara my osir diktoni achivatel, that wouldn't be a kasher. When it says osir, it only means kol zaman they're not mevatel one to the other. But as soon as one is mevatel his reshus to the other one, enechnami then it becomes mutter. So of course this gemara is a little bit of a chiddush. Before we were saying this svara, why does the yerush have a right to be mevatel? Because the yerush is like in the place of his father. It's lush from the karya diavuahu. So of that's only by his son to his father. He takes over his father's place. But you ever talk about a ger? A ger doesn't have any yerushim. Somebody wants to be zeichem and hefker. So what din yerush does he have? So the chiddush in the gemara, mashma still. Since you're yashning the ger right now, it's also called like a yerush. You're also like taking over the place of the ger. So since if the ger was alive, he would be allowed to be mevatel his reshus one to the other. Therefore we say now also, this person that zeichem and nechosim should also be allowed to be mevatel one to the other. And if it's mashmi, it can't be. So it's a kashra on the man, the yom, that says you could be mevatel. So Gemara's matcha, no, it's only osur up until they're mevatel. But now when they're both living there, if one is mevatel his reshus to the other one, it becomes mutter for the other one, I call upon him to carry out that one Shabbos. So the Gemara, Reb Yechanan Omar Masnisin Mani Beishamahi. Yechanan says, our Mishnah goes according to Beishamai. The Yamri that says, Ain Bito Rishus Beishabis. As he doesn't like this last teretz. Staka Mashma, that if the ger dies on Shabbos and somebody else is Zeicher on Shabbos, that person can't be Mavatl his Rishus on Shabbos. Why doesn't he have a din like a Yerush? The teretz says, this price that goes according to Beishamai. That Beishamai we had before says the din of Bittul, that you could be mevatel your reshus on Shabbos, that's like a hilchos erev, that it's only chal if you mevatel before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mevatel. Shash Reb Yechon Nomar, Hani Tati Mastisin, Bas Reis of the Army, Yerush, Oyser, is Beishamahi. Close the Quran to Beishamahi. The Yom Eim Bit Reshus B'Shabbos. The Tanan, like we learned before, Miei Mosai Noisne Reshus, when one wants to be mevatel his reshus to the other one, gives up his right to use the chotzer, when does he have to do it? Beisham, he says it has to be done on Friday before Shabbos, because Bittul is a din like an Erev. No, even though Hilchas Erev Chatzeres has to be done before Shabbos, but Hilchas Bittul could even be done on Shabbos. Omar Rula, Zaktula, my time with the Beisil. What's that of Shan Beisil? How come you could be Mevatel your Rishus on Shabbos? Beisil didn't like this Pshat. Lukhura, everything has to be Chal at the beginning of Shabbos. So since at the beginning of Shabbos you weren't mevatel your reshus, it was asur, why doesn't it stay asur the rest of the Shabbos? Sula says the Chiddush, my time with the Beis Hillel, nasa koimeh klach eitzel yofis. It's as if the Balabos tells a person, go to my good parents. Now this is talking about Hilchus Truma. That there's a lochom, I can't be mafresh Truma of somebody else's parents, unless he made me for shliach. Now, Lagrashi says, klach eitzel yofis, gabi terim esho chaver shloimi das. I went and took off truma for my friend from his Paris. Now Tanya, bo balabayis. Let's say later the balabos comes back. V'nimtzu shuterim, and he finds out that somebody took off truma from his Paris. V'yamoloi, and the balabos answers back like this. Klach etzu yofis. As even though he took very good Paris for truma, the balabos says, Lushin, you know what? You should have even taken better ones than that. Is im yesh lo yofis, ma'am, if there really were better ones, then truma's a truma. We talk and say it's good. When the shliach did it, he had a right to take off the truma. Why? The gole adaita denichle. We see now when the balabos says you should have taken the better one, as if the balabos was nicha what you did the whole time. The yarmina, therefore, we say kiman deshav yishliach mikara domi. It's as if the balabos made this person a shliach mikara. Get like yish leimedas have a yish. When we see a nicha with what happened, we say it as if he were nicha all along, even from before. That's the svara over there. So now, Ul is saying, Hochinam, the same thing as over here, according to Beis Hillel. Kivon, the Bittul Hashto. since now, even though you weren't Mevatel Friday, you first waited to Shabbos, and on Shabbos now you'd be Mevatel Yom Rishus to the other one, still we say it helps, is Goli Daita de Mikore V'Shayus Anichole. We see now, really, your das was all the time that you want that there should be a heter to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Elisha Shochach La'irif. So really, you should have made an error before Shabbos, but you forgot. And it's not considered like you're being marked in a new Rishus now on Shabbos. It's only a gilu das, but really you had das to do this from before Shabbos. So that's why it's chal according to Beis Hillel. And according to everybody, really, mitchila, you can't make a new din bittel on Shabbos. Just as Ul is learning the svar in Beis Hillel is, like klach etz yofis, if we see you doing it now, it's like a gilu das, you wanted this to be this way all along, even from before Shabbos. So, Omer Abaya, Abaya, we have to kash it tulu. That can't be. Omer Abaya, meis nochri v'shabbis, my klach etzel yofasika. In the case like we had before, that there was a goy living with two Yisraelim in the chotzer. And since they did not rent the goy's rishus from before Shabbos, it's, or called them on they didn't rent from the goy, it's also to carry out now the Yisrael into the chotzer, the goy asses. And it doesn't help a bit right now, because the goy is still there. Now the din was we had, let's say the goy dies on Shabbos, now it's mutter for one Yisrael to mevatel to the other Rishus. Now here, when the Yisrael is mevatel, we can't say as if he had das all along to be mevatel even from before Shabbos. Because since the goy was living here, the goy was alive before Shabbos, they knew at that time there's no heter unless you rent off the goy. And calls the man you didn't rent off the goy, you show us your das is not to be able to carry it on Shabbos. So now when the goy dies on Shabbos, why is the halacha we hold like the man the yama, that you are allowed to be mevatel your rishus now, one to the other? Here it doesn't pass ulis svar. He is zicha can't say that since he's nicha now, we see as if he was always nicha. Before he was a nicha. Because before when the goy was alive, it's not possible to mevatel your rishus. First you have to rent it off him. So the chur you see, even though there's no gilodas that before you were nicha, just right now. If right now the goy dies, and now there's only two Yisraelim living there, and they could be mevatel the rishus one to the other, it helps according to Beis Hillel. So Chorus Svar is not like Ula. Even though there's no Gilo Das, you really meant it before Shabbos, still Beis Hillel holds Pasha Geret. You're allowed to be mevatel your rishus on Shabbos. So with those like the Gemara, what is the machlokes then between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So the Gemara, Elohocha Bohoke Miflugi. You know what the machlokes is? It's a machlokes, how does the din bittul go? When you're giving up your rights to use the chotzer. To Beis Shammai, Savri bittul rishus, Mikne Rishusu. You know, when you Mavatu Rishus, giving up the right to use it, you really have to be Makne your Rishus. Like, make sure the other person is kind of acquires it. So, Mikne Rishusu B'Shabbos also. You can't make a Kinyan on Shabbos. That's why by Shammai hold, you're not allowed to be Mavatu your Rishus on Shabbos. U Beisilu Sabri Beisilu holds no. Istaluke Rishusu B'Yalmuhu. Istaluke Rishusu B'Shabbos Shapadomi. Beisilu holds. When you be mevatel your rishus, you're not really being makni your rishus to somebody else. You're not giving him a kinya now. It's just a svara istaluke. You're like just taking yourself away. To get like a mechila. I'm just taking myself out of this chotzer. So to be mestalik yourself, take yourself out of the chotzer, that's mutter. The Forshim say in the Chumash, from here at Saraya, you're allowed to be moichel something on Shabbos. Moichel just means you're just taking yourself away from here. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. You could take yourself away from the zach. So Loshin is, obeisil savri, is the luke rishus to be yamahu. Is the luke rishus to be shabbos shapadami, and echnami, you'll have to give up, be mesalik yourself on Shabbos. Vashenken, according to Beis Shammai, where it's a real kinyan dikalocha, so it's also like right list, Rashi says, the Shabbos also, to domila mekachamemcher. This is mamish doima to doing a mekachamemcher on Shabbos, which is also, so according to Beis Shammai, it's also, but according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter. Zot Gemara. Bal habayis shoye shutef ulishchenuf. O bal habos, and he had his neighbors, and they both shared the same chotzer. So Pasha was out in the Ruvi Chatzeris. It's also to carry out from your house into the chotzer, or into your neighbor's house. Now, they didn't really put an Erev Chatzeris, but just bal habayis shoye shutef lishchenuf lezeh biyayin lezeh biyayin. They both had a shutfis. The bal habos and his neighbor both owned wine together. They both owned wine together. Is the halacha einam tzrichim arif? They don't have to make any special aruvah chaseris. That the neighbors own wine together, and it's like we'll see in the Gemara, it's in one keli,
that automatically has a din erev for them. Even though they didn't put it there, l'shem erev, still, the svar of an erev is that if we own things together, it's like we're in one place. So if we're mamash shutfus in the wine together, that's enough for an erev. We look as if we're muriv, we're together. Like Rashi says, shoye shutfim chenov, sheve mobi l'shem shutfus balmo, v'lo l'shem shutf. Yeah. So the Gemara, that the Mishnah though, what about l'zeh b'yayin l'zeh b'shemin, then tzrich an erev. If one shutef owned wine and the other or neighbor owned shemen oil, that's no good. Even though they're shutefes together, they're doing business together, this is no good. And the Gemara will explain the chilek is because wine and shemen usually keep in two different kalim. If you keep it in two different kalim, that's not good for neiruf. By shenking the mile of wine and wine, it's in one keli. And if you have the two wines mixed together in the same keli, we look as if both people are muruf together. We have Yishimen, Noemi Yishimen says, Echod ze, v'yechod ze, einan tzrich an erev. He holds no, even though there are shutfis, one in wine and one in shemen, that's enough in erev. You don't have to make a special erev. Even though the churitz in two separate kalim, still it's good. And the Gemara will explain what's the svar of shemen, why is it good for an erev. So the Gemara, Omar Rav, uvekli echad. You should know that the Mishnah says that the both are shutfis and wine, it means the wine is in one kalim. And Omar Rav, dekenam, you have a rhyme for now Mishnah like that. Tiktoni, because the Mishnah says, if the shutfis was that one owned wine and one owned oil, that's no good. You can't make an error for that. Now, why not? What's the difference if they both own wine together or they own wine and shemen together? What's the difference? So, if you'll tell me that reisha b'kliyechad, the reisha that said it's good only if the shutfis was in one keli, and seifa b'shnei kelim, mashenk in the seifa, usually you don't put wine and oil together. Therefore, the shutfis had to be in two separate kalim. Then it's shapir. That's why it's good. The erev is not chal. Even though the shutfis, we're saying the shutfis only helps, their partnership only helps, if they're both in the same keli. By shenking wine and oil on two different kalim, it's no good. Eliyam, but if you're going to tell me, reisha b'shnei kalim, when the reisha says that a partnership in wine could be two separate kalim, v'seifa b'shnei kalim. And the safe one says the partnership is with wine and oil. It's also two kalim. What's the difference then? Mali yain v'yayin, mali yain v'shemen. What should be the difference between wine and wine and wine and oil? They're both shutfis. So it's a raya that we're talking about that has to be in one keli. So mali yain v'yayin, you could put in one keli. Mashenken yain v'shemen, you can't put in one keli. Omalei abaya, abaya is back. No, maybe there's no raya to rav. I'll tell you the story like this. Yain v'yayin, it could take it being two separate kalim. But you know why it's good? While ro'ul arif, it's roi, a koponim, it's possible to put them two together. So that's why we can look as if you're m'uruf together. You have an erif here. Even though you didn't put it there, you did not put it down, the shame erif, you just own the wine together, that's good enough for an erif. Mashenken, shemen, yain, v'shemen, and ro'ul arif. Mashenken, the sefer said that since you have wine and oil, it's not roi to marif together, yeah, we can't look as if you're together. So Rashi explains here, Rashi, Omar Rav b'kli yechad, shekulam hoyu shutfas b'kli yechad. The shutfas was in one keli. Avo b'shnei kelim lo. If the wine was in two different kelim, it's no good. So Rashi is the kasha now. V'yaf agav v'yami b'esilu aperek mishir tzir. We had before the b'esilu shrit there is erev hanosim b'shnei kelim. If you had an erev in two different kelim, those you collected the pas from the ochotzer is kosher. So you see, in two different kelim is kosher. So Rashi also moody mikor l'shem erev govi. There, we're talking about you went around collecting the Erev. The food was there, l'shem Erev. You filled up one keli. The ice and you have left over, you got to put into a second keli. But here, it wasn't put there, l'shem Erev. It was put there, or l'shem shtufim voice. It was time put there for shutfis. As Melo was saying, it's only good if it's in one keli. In two keli, it's no good. The Rashi says, l'shem shtuf. Shittuf means shtufim voice, in order to be carried out from the chatserim into the mavi, into the alleyway. And Rashi says the bediyuk, because like we'll see in Amid Bey, the lochis are, to make an eruv chatserim, you should have to use bread. You can't use anything else. See, we're talking about wine. Wine machlal is no good for eruv chatserim. Mashenkin for shtufim voice, that means in order to make all the chatserim together, that you're allowed to carry out from your chatser into the mavi, for that is good even wine. So here the Mishnah Pasht is talking about the Erev of Shtufim Mevois. To Marav, everybody in the Movi together, all the Chatzeris, that you should be allowed to carry out from Yechatzer into the Movi. So that's good even with wine. Yeah. Right. So the Gemara, Reb Shimon Oimer, Echod Zeh, V'Yechod Zeh, Ein Tzrich Nar. Reb Shimon says no. Even though the Shutfis is that one person owns wine, and one person owns Shemin, and Poshet Havimini Rizet, and two different Kalim, still is good for Nerev. For at the Gemara, V'Yafrilu L'Zeh V'Yayin L'Zeh V'Shemin, like how could that be? Even if one owns wine and one owns oil, where's the Erev here? It's two separate Kalim, there's no mixture, they're not together. Omar Rabba, Sarabba gives a Teretz. You know what Reb Shimon is talking about? A new case. He's not going back to our first case, the case of Shutfis, that our Silke Shutfis, their Murif. He's going back to real good Erev. We're talking about a Chotzer that's situated between two different Mavois. And we're talking about each Mavi Yavada has their own Eruv Chatzeris. And now they want to be able to carry from the Mavi into the middle Chotzer. So they have to make a new Eruv Chatzeris. So each Mavi made a special Eruv into the middle Chotzer. So the right Mavi came with oil, and the left Mavi came with Shemin. And both the outer ones now are muta to carry into the middle one. And the middle one is muta to carry into the two outer ones. But the two outer ones, the two Mavi, are not allowed to carry one to the other, because they were not Marav together. So the Marav Reb Shimon the time, and Reb Shimon goes according to his Tam, his reasoning, that we had before, that not, we had a Mishnah before. Omer Reb Shimon, Lomer Hadova Doima, what is this thing Doima to? Lisholosh Chatzeris. You have three Chatzerim, one next to another. Habsuche Zuluzu. That they have an opening one into the other, and they're also psuchas lushus rabin. Each chotzer is also open, has its own opening into the lushus rabin. So in a case like this, they don't ask the zel zip, because each one has its own exit into the lushus rabin. But if they want to, they're allowed to make an eruv chatzeris together, since there's a pesach, there's an opening between one chotzer and the next chotzer. It's a locha like this: irvu shtayim achitzoynes imhuem tzoyis. The two outer chatzerim put an eruv into the middle chotzer. Is he muteris imuhim? The middle chotzer now is mut to carry out into both chatzerim. Yeah, so locher is he muteris imuhim. The middle one is mut to carry out into both outer chotzers. The hein muteris imuhim. And the two outer chotzers are allowed to carry into the middle chotzer. Abu shtayim hachitzoinois asurois zu imzu. But the two outer chatzerim are also to carry one into the other, because they never made an Erev with Chatzeris together. They only made an Erev with the middle one. So it's the same halacha here also. That's what Reb Shimon says, Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh, and it's Rechon Erev, means even though one Mavui put wine into the middle Chatzer, and the other Mavui put Shemin into the middle Chatzer, so they made two special, like Shtufa Mavois, in order to be carried into this middle chotzer, but the two Adam Movies never made an Erev together, then not allowed to carry one into the other. That's Pshat now Mishnah. Nothing to do with halachas of Shutfis, of only things b'Shutfis. Omalei Abaye, Abaye has to kasha back. Mi Domi, according to this, is it good? Is there a tzushtel? Is it like, Hosom Ketoni Ishtayim Hachitzoinois Asuris? Over there before we had clearly that the two outer chatzerim are not allowed to carry one to the other. Since they didn't make an Erev Chatzeris together, they can't carry. Hochet Tony, but here and now Mishnah says a Loshin, Ein Tzrichen Larif. Here it says Loshin, Ein Tzrichen Larif. Klau, you don't have to make an Erev at all. That's a Loshin of our Mishnah. Zechurat Smashma, you don't have to make an Erev at all. Mashma, everybody is mutter straight through. So if you're going to tell me something about a Chatzir in between two Mavuis, it's remote to carry straight through from one movi into the next movi. So the Gemara name, Ein Tzrichen Larif Shcheinim Pahadi Balabais, means the two sides don't have to make an Erev with the middle Balabos. Avo Shcheinim Pahadi Adodi Tzrichen Larif. But it's possible to say the Shcheinim, the two sides, if they want to make an Erev with, in order to carry straight across from one to the other, they don't have to make their own Erev. In other words, since they didn't make an Erev together, it's just each one made an Erev with the middle one, so the middle one is mutter with both of them. But the two outer ones attack are also to carry one into the other, unless they go and make a new Erev together. Yeah, like Rashi says, Shcheinim Badi Adodi, Im Roitzim B'nei Movi Zeh Lishtamish B'zeh, if from one Movi they want to carry into the next Movi, is Trichin Arev, they have to make a new Shtufim Vois, V'los Teis Kulim Pas B'chotzer Zu. Yeah. Good. That's one shot. So the more weiter. Rab Yosef Omar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbonin, Beplukta, Rabbi Yechonin, Benuri, Rabbonin, Kamifligi. Rabbi Yosef learns not like that. Rabbi Yosef Rashi, for Rabbi Yosef Omar, Liyelam b'movu yechud. We're talking about no, it's in one movu. Kidimi Koral, like we thought before. With the Kamrat Rabbi Shimon, Hechi Yavichad Erev, how could you say it's one Erev, it's good if two people had a shutfis, two people had a partnership with oil and yain together? Since the Chur are not in one Kalim, and two separate Kalim, how could it be an Erev together? That was the original Kasha. So Rabbi Yosef is answering to say that the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbonin is totally the Machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbonin. So then, it's possible to say we're talking about that the Shemen and the Yain was mixed together. It was taken in one Keli. It was mixed together. The Machlekes is that considered like one or like two?